doing is via remote. In New Zealand, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern delivered the biggest election victory for her center-left Labour Party in half a century, as voters rewarded her for a decisive response to COVID-19. Her, quote, go hard, go early approach has eliminated locally spread COVID-19 in the nation. Countries including Germany, Austria, Poland, Ukraine, and the Czech Republic reported record daily increases in the number of coronavirus infections. Austria's foreign minister has tested positive for the coronavirus and might have caught it at a meeting with his European Union counterparts on Monday, a spokeswoman for his ministry said. A man living in the same Vatican residence as Pope Francis has tested positive for COVID-19 and gone into isolation, the Vatican said. Australia's coronavirus hotspot of Victoria recorded a single case on Saturday, the lowest daily number since early June, and no deaths, with the state's top health official calling the figures wonderful, spelled O-N-E for the one. The Russian Direct Investment Fund and Dr. Reddy's Laboratory Ltd. have received renewed approval to conduct late-stage clinical trials in India of the Russian COVID-19 vaccine, the Sovereign Wealth Fund said on Saturday. Pfizer said it could file in late November for U.S. authorization of the COVID-19 vaccine it is developing, suggesting that a vaccine could potentially be available in the country by the end of the year. And the World Health Organization said it would assess monoclonal antibodies and other antiviral drugs in its trial of potential COVID-19 treatments after the trial found Gilead Sciences' remdesivir had no impact on survival rates. Please check out our website for other news stories. This is VOA News. Thousands of Thai pro-democracy protesters massed in multiple locations across Bangkok Saturday, defying an emergency decree banning gatherings for the third consecutive day after confrontations saw riot police use water cannons on peaceful demonstrators. Officers dispersed thousands of protesters Friday night by spraying water laced with blue dye and a chemical agent to mark participants for future legal action. But the escalation in police tactics has not cowed the youth-led protest movement, which is demanding the resignation of a ruler first brought to power in a military coup and reform of the kingdom's powerful monarchy. Protesters are raising a three-finger salute adopted from the Hunger Games films as a symbol by the pro-democracy movement. Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha extended an emergency decree banning gatherings of more than four people by another month on Friday. Protesters are demanding the abolition of a strict royal defamation law and for the monarchy to stay out of politics. Since taking the throne in 2016, the current king has put the palace's fortune under his direct control. Its worth is estimated at $60 billion. The White House quietly told the U.S. state of Tennessee that a statewide mask mandate must be implemented to curb its growing spread of COVID-19. The White House and Republican Governor Bill Lee did not discuss the recommendations publicly before a report emerged in a records request and was first reported by a local news outlet. Lee has let counties decide whether to require masks in public. The report takes the strongest tone to date in urging Tennessee to act, though Lee has made it clear for months that he does not think masks should be required across the state. The White House did not immediately respond to a request for comment. All this comes after the number of coronavirus cases in the United States topped 8 million on Friday. Rescuers raced against time early Saturday to find survivors of a fresh missile attack, which has killed at least 10 people and wounded 40 others in Azerbaijan's second largest city of Ganj. Azerbaijan accused Armenia of the attack that destroyed residential homes in the latest sign that a Russian-brokered ceasefire agreed to last Saturday had broken down. The deal was to allow the sides to swap detainees and the bodies of those killed. More than 10 people were killed and 40 others wounded, an Azerbaijani presidential aide said in a tweet. Armenian and Azeri forces fought new clashes on Friday, defying hopes of ending nearly 3 weeks of fighting over the enclave. Via remote, I'm Laurel Blumen for VOA News.